Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. Colin mullein is a non-native plant in Montana. It grows through most of North America. It is a plant that takes 2 years to blossom. It can be easily identified by its leaves, which grow out from the center in a circular formation. They are wide, round, and soft. Tiny hairs on the leaves make the plant feel like velvet, hence why it is more commonly known as nature's toilet paper. There was a lot of talk about mullein when we were experiencing toilet paper shortages in the beginning of the COVID pandemic. The mature plants have a long stalk that grows out of the middle, and yellow flowers blossom on its top. This plant can grow up to several feet high. Mullein may be a soft plant to wipe one's butt with, but it has many beneficial qualities. It is a gentle medicinal plant and is considered safe. All parts of the plant, leaf, flower, and root, can be used. However, the leaf is the most commonly used plant in the greater population. The soft leaf is great for restoring lung function and smoothening and loosening up mucus in the lungs. It's helpful for coughs, colds, asthma, bronchitis, COPD, pneumonia, and other respiratory conditions. The small yellow flowers are also a gentle lung restorer, calms the nervous system, diminishes pain without negative side effects, when topically applied as an oil in the ears for ear aches. Stimulates removal of congestion and fights off microbes or bacteria. The root helps with irritated bladders and urinary issues by smoothing and restoring function. This plant can easily be harvested when safe practices are in place. When I'm harvesting this plant out in nature, I tend to go to places that don't have a lot of traffic out in the woods. I climb up hills, and when I harvest the leaves, I don't over harvest the plant. I only take like 2 to 4 leaves from each plant. With the flowers, I tend to do the same. I don't over harvest the flowers. I tend to take, they're so small that you can take about 10 to 15 flowers per plant, or even more if it's a really big plant, but I don't like to over harvest. I've never harvested the root, but the root is better to harvest during the first 2 years of its growth for this plant, because most of the nutrients is present in the root during the first 2 years, as we know, because the plant takes about 2 years to blossom. And then all of its nutrients and energy will go up to the leaves and to the flowers. So those are the best times to do the leaves and flowers, is after 2 years. Over-harvesting is not a great thing to do. This plant is very beneficial for our ecosystem. Even though it's non-native, it's very important that we keep diversity in our ecosystem, because as we're starting to see, diversity is what allows for better survival. But this plant is very beneficial in many things, and because it is widely free in Montana, I would just recommend people harvest it themselves, and just make sure to clean it. And if you have allergies, try to be aware of that, because your allergies may flare up during that time. This is for educational purposes, and it's not medical advice. Before using this plant, please speak with a professional healthcare provider who has expertise in plant medicine. Thank you. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMFLP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.